This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Good to be with you.
Great. Great. It's great being with you. So, what shall we talk about today? Huh.
It's been a slow week. Have you heard anything happening this week?
It has been slow. The president has not been arrested. The president has not been impeached. Congress is not doing much. It has been a slow week. Well over 100 people have been killed in Afghanistan. 13 Americans, the troops, 170 other people. That's getting close to 200. Yesterday it was around, 10, 12. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I have never seen anything like this. We are watching the controlled, continuous demolition of the United States of America from both within and outside the country. It's from dereliction of duties. It's from incompetence. It's from bribes, payoffs, threats, coercion, blackmail, corruption. The corporations are lying and cheating and stealing from us. We've shipped our jobs to China with the blessing and other countries, Pakistan, India, Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines. We've offshored our customer service to the Philippines and Central America and Guatemala. And the people who are at the jobs where, you talk to them and you say, can you give me a little more information? They have no clue what they're doing. They're making mistakes like crazy. The people who are packing the orders that you've had shipped, like from Sam's Club, they'll take a can of coffee and they'll put it in a really large box. They'll throw in one sheet of paper to say that they had one sheet of paper. I'm not talking about something 8 feet long, crumpled up. I'm talking about like 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, just for goodwill. They throw that in there. The can rattles around, gets dented, bangs up, gets banged up. Or they'll throw in something heavy with something light, and the light item will get smashed by the heavy item. They have no clue. We don't know how to pack. We don't know how to ship. We don't know how to pay attention. We don't know how to start. We don't know how to estimate. We don't know how to carry on. We have no integrity. We have no honesty. We have no ability to conduct commerce the way that we did in the 1950s and the 1960s. Any comments?
I guess it would be a bad time to get a solar storm.
It would be terrible. Bert, we've got Kyle in Montana joining us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
By the way, did you just hear that last 2-minute rant? Or did you miss
that? I did. I heard part of it. I was kind of talking to your main head guy there is running things for a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was up, but I caught the last of it, and I couldn't agree more. I have some comments real quickly, and I'm not sure if this will give even more credence to what you just said. But here's so the lady that was just on there, what was her name again, Vince? I couldn't quite hear you very well.
She is a USA Prepares instructor. She is our newest instructor. Her name is Lindley. We don't use her last name. And she lives in Silicon Valley, California. And she is the gal who has the two twins who...
Okay. I know who we're talking about now.
And I recommended that she consider working with Rich, and Rich was gracious enough to open up his home. So she's in Montana with one of her daughters right now to experience a lifestyle outside of the hustle and bustle and sirens and car crashes and bullets whizzing down the road and those kinds of things.
I don't know why anybody would want to move away from that. But no, anyway, I've got some a thought for her, and I am so excited that she is finally taking the initiative. That maybe is the better way to put it, to get out and see and do this kind of stuff. And I'm glad you were hinting at the labor involved, because one of the things that most people miss is that living off grid, especially when you live a minimalist solar existence, you increase your physical labor dramatically. You will do it. So one of the things to realize that until you've actually had to live that way is you better get used to sore back, sore feet, sore knees, sore hips, blisters, splinters, first aid, all of that kind of stuff is part of that lifestyle. And it's a good way. It's a good thing. And I think the most important thing that she said that was just showed so much common sense is that she said, I am just learning how much I don't know. And that is so critical. When somebody can come from that perspective to be able to say, I am just learning what I don't know, that gives you opportunity and the mindset to learn. So I'm proud of her for that. That's really good. I had some other comments, and then I don't know if you want me to hang on for a little bit or not, but I wanted to tell people that's on the broadcast, folks, there, because I listened to the top of the news up there, and is talking about the lies there that 48% of the people think Biden is doing okay and 52% don't. That tells you that half the population is dumber than a brick. Okay, if that were even true, which I don't believe for a heartbeat. The second comment is that it talks about how that this slowdown is because this new slowdown, if you will, the hiring continues, but consumers are spending less and they're blaming it on the Delta variant. Well, here's a big fun fact for you. Did you know that there is not a test on planet Earth right now that can specifically tell you if you have the Delta variant? It's completely made up. I looked it up on the WHO website, and you go down and keep digging into their website, and it tells you at the very bottom down there, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, this test is to test for the Delta variant is inconclusive. That's telling you they don't have a clue of how to tell you if you have this quote unquote Delta variant. It's a nothing but a made up line of garbage. But go ahead.
Go ahead. Here's an exclamation point to that. 45 minutes ago, news report came out. Japan suspects a contaminant in the Moderna virus. They suspect that it is metallic. We have been saying that this, Rich Shebin has been saying this for over a year, that there's metal in the vaccines, and he's been saying for well over a year that it reacts to magnetic forces. So, yep. Headline, quote, Japan suspects contaminant in Moderna virus is metallic, reacts to magnets, end quote.
Yep, and that's just, you know, that's just one of the horrible things in this vaccine. In my opinion, the whole COVID thing, and there's a COVID virus. I mean, I got it. So, but the reality is, folks, and it kills people every single year, but the fatality rate of this, even if you use the CDC's cooked books numbers, the fatality rate of this stuff is less than 1%. All right. So I'm just getting off on this. I think personally that the vaccine was the end result, the end goal, because the end goal is to kill off a whole bunch of people, and this vaccine's going to do it for them. The reason they're pushing this so hard is because I think they want to do it before people start dropping like flies. And then it's too late.
Okay. I met Len Horowitz. Some people have him on the radio. I know Len Horowitz. And he told Mrs. Finelli and me in person, as the three of us were talking, and this was years ago, that AIDS and Ebola was man-made, and it was designed to be a surgical strike to kill people. And so the bottom line was, you know, you don't want this thing to be airborne, because you could kill people that you don't want to kill. But if you can give them an injection, you can determine who you're going to kill. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, but when with the COVID-19 or the China virus, you know, people in our family have died from it. Not my immediate family, but my extended family. So I believe it's absolutely real. But I believe what is really, really dangerous is the surgical strike, the precision injection to kill people. That's what I think is really, really bad. Now, I don't believe everybody got the kill shot. I believe that some people got less than the kill shot. So, and they're going to be fine. But other people, I believe they've tested with placebos, you know, just to make sure. That's my thought. I don't trust the military in terms of the high-ranking military who's involved in DARPA and these projects where they're experimenting on people with radiation and biologicals. By the way, we did broadcast, Gwyneth and I, about piracy. And people might say, oh, pirates, who wants to hear about pirates? But what we did was we drew the connected the dots between piracy and the arrest of Otto Adolf Eichmann, who was a Nazi, who was one of the organizers of the Final Solution to kill people en masse in the 1940s during World War II. Okay? The laws of piracy extend beyond the seas and extend to land. So Mossad from Israel, went over to Argentina, grabbed Otto Adolf Eichmann in 1960, captured him, brought him to trial in 1961, and hung him to death in 1962. The point of all this is that the perpetrators of the China virus and other viruses like this that are killing people, whoever they are, whether they be Americans, whether it be done on American soil, or whether it be done on China soil, wherever it was, far and wide, those people can be rounded up, captured, brought to trial, and hung to death should the people want that to happen. Because what the laws of piracy are about are crimes that are so great that they transcend national boundaries, origins of citizenship, who and where it was done, crimes that are so great are subject to the laws of piracy. And you know what our lowest ratings were? That broadcast. Can you believe it?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So yesterday, I called the commercial sales manager for the auto parts store, a national chain that we deal with. We buy parts from them every day. They deliver to us and to our automotive shop. And I called to tell him that I really appreciate all that he's done for us and that I'm going to miss him. Yesterday was his last day. We've gone through three commercial account managers in the last year and a half. They can't take it. The pressures that are brought onto them by corporate headquarters, I think, must be so great. Now, this guy never told me this. I'm just surmising that it's unbearable to deal with all of these pressures. So we've burned out. I don't mean me and my son. I mean the customers, the corporation. It's just too much to bear. And how many people do you actually find that know what they're doing? This guy was pretty good. He knew what he was doing. And so I called him to thank him. But three in a year and a half, really? We can't get supplies. They're backordered. It takes I don't know how long to get six tires. I got one. It's been a couple of weeks now. It takes 6 months to get tire lubricant. And here's what's happening. Here's the backstory. So, and this is true. And you're not going to hear this on talk radio because they don't know. They don't know this. But, you know, when you go to Walmart, you go to those big stores, you see the display of tires. Or you go to the national chains that sell tires. You know what those guys do? Not all of them, but some of them. What they do is they order tires. And they put them on the display rack. and they use them as their display, and then they send them back. So who pays for the inventory that the store is using as their sales props? Well, the rest of us do. Now, guys like us, we only order tires that the customer says, yeah, I want. Customer comes in and says, we need tires. And we say, okay, here are three choices. We'll call it good, better, and best. And here are the three price points. And the customer says, okay, these are the ones I want, you know, A, B, or C. And so we order them. They're here the next day, and we put them on, mount, and balance them. And so we don't return tires unless they're defective. Meaning the specs are wrong, and the tire can't be mounted on a wheel because the tire is too small. The bead is too small because it's defective. Now, that has happened, but we don't order tires and send them back because we had them on display or because the customer changes his mind. If the customer changes his mind, we eat them. But not the big companies. The big companies, they're dishonest in so many ways. Bert, do you have any comments on this?
Hold on. I'm just getting back. While you guys were talking, Jeff Bezos had a opening on his spaceship and took a quick shot up there into the upper atmosphere, just getting back to my desk here. Yeah, I caught the end of what you're saying there.
Aren't you the guy, Bert, who wanted to put an ad in the city newspaper to sell my car? You know, call Bert, cheap price. Call Bert for a good deal, no keys. Aren't you that guy?
I don't think.
Yeah, you are.
Didn't your car get, I don't think I had anything to do with it. Didn't your car get moved? It was stolen.
Well, no, you weren't involved with that. I had a Lotus, a little 1,500-pound Lotus, and a bunch of guys picked it up and put it on the curb, and I couldn't get it off. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, no, that was before my time, but I heard about that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, any comments about the incompetence that seems to be universal, ubiquitous, everywhere you look, you just can't find competency?
Let's discuss it after the break.
Yeah, okay. And then, Kyle, your thoughts? Yeah. I wanted to buy a toolbox, and it's smashed on the bottom. Why? Because some moron picked it up with a forklift. Picked it up, I mean a big toolbox, picked it up, smashed the bottom. Why would somebody do that? Why would they pick up a toolbox with a forklift?
I think
without looking underneath.
George Carlin had something to say.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're in so much trouble. We got a guy who his mind is left. The plagiarist's mind has left him. He is breaking down at the podium. He's a puddle of mush. We've got chlamydia, who is number one to succeed him. Nancy Pelosi is number two. Chuck Grassley's number three. Number five is Janet Yellen. She was with the Federal Reserve. Then, you know, you go down the list, and there's nobody. There's nobody to succeed him. And number 15 is Pete What's-His-Butt. No kidding. The Treasury Secretary of Transportation. Pete Buttigieg. So, Bert, any comments about some of this I've said?
Yeah, you know, I thought of George Carlin. He liked to meet people, and he said, you know, I've seen so many people but I can't believe how stupid the average person is. And I thought about that. He goes, yeah, the average person is just so stupid. But what really gets me is half of the people are even stupider than that.
And that's exactly right. And we heard that, about half of Americans approve of the president or the guy who's sitting in his seat. Kyle, I believe you said you don't believe that for a moment. Are you saying that there are more people that approve of him or less?
I think there's a whole lot less. I've even run into a few Democrats that say, you know, we got to get him out of office.
I'm surprised Congress hasn't put him under house arrest.
Oh, I'm surprised. You know what, Vince? This is going to be a little tirade here. I think if the military brass that are even the mid-level generals had any spinal fluid left, they would have already court-martialed the major generals, and they would have already court-martialed Biden for this fiasco. But I got one other thing I want to bring up, Vince, and I want to, you know, about a little over a week ago, you and I did a broadcast on barter. And, folks, I'm going to suggest again that you go back and listen to that. It was a week ago from last Thursday. But there's something that happened a couple of days ago, if I remember correctly, and I just heard about it last night, that is even bigger than Afghanistan. And this is because of the inept potato head in chief. All right? So, Vince, I know you know it better than me how the petrodollar came about. And I'm going to paraphrase this real open, all right, in general right now. Basically, the petrodollar came about because the United States made an agreement with Saudi Arabia that we would provide security for them and protection for them in exchange for them denominating all of the oil that they sold in U.S. dollars, which created what everybody knows as the petrodollar. And like I said, that's real simplistic terms. Another country that produces a ton of oil is Nigeria. They are huge, both of them. A few days ago, Saudi Arabia and Nigeria just signed a security agreement with Russia. They're getting ready to drop and dump the petrodollar. And when that happens, folks, you think we've seen inflation and prices high now? Imagine 40% increase in a week. Because the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that people are going to be dumping to get rid of it as fast as they can is going to cause such hyperinflation that it's going to blow people's minds. I looked up hyperinflation last night, Vince, and I looked up Weimar Germany, and I was doing a lot of reading, so I could be off on this a little bit, and I don't have a computer here handy. You know that. I'm just kind of doing anything on my phone. But it was like 200 units of the German money it took to buy a loaf of bread in January. By November, the end of November, in 1 year, it took 200 million of them. So, folks, you can bet that they're saying right now, if you're going to buy gold and silver to try to protect your wealth, that's a good thing. But you better be buying stuff like that Vince and I talked about on the last broadcast a week ago from this last Thursday. You better buy gasoline. You better buy things that you need now. Feed ahead. Do whatever you've got to do. Clothes for this winter. Because if this happens during the winter and the petrodollar goes south during the winter, you could expect to be paying $600 for a pair of boots And so anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. To me, that is the death knell for the U.S. dollar. When they did that, the Saudis are seeing the handwriting on the wall that the U.S. ain't going to stand behind you. The U.S. ain't going to protect you. When the chips are down, you've got a moron in chief that can't, and a communist that are running our country, and a military that's not got the balls and the spine to overthrow him. And to me, that's what should have already happened. They all should have been court-martialed and hung on the front steps of the White House. But in reality, they're not going to do anything, I don't think. And so you can expect to see mayhem and depression in this country within the next, I think, few months. That, in my opinion, I don't think this thing can hold together with him. And I mean, it's only been 8 months. Think about that, folks, since he's been in office. This country cannot survive another 6 months. It won't survive through the winter doing this. And for sure, in my opinion, if big capital IF, there is another election in 2022, it will have been so rigged and so corrupted that it will absolutely mean nothing. So that's my little tirade for the deal there, and I'll let you go on.
I have a couple comments, Kyle. We have a lot of books in our house. And we have a bookcase that's 8 feet high, 8 feet wide, dedicated just to the world wars. And that doesn't hold them all. And we have examples of the Weimar Republic. And that's spelled Weimar, Republic. It was a German state from 1918 to 1933. And I have probably a couple thousand examples of the Weimar Republic currency. So in that collection of Weimar Republic currency, it's paper currency. It's denominated as 1 mark, 5 marks, 10 marks, 20 marks, 50 marks, 100 marks, 500 marks, 1,000 marks, 10,000 marks, 20,000 marks, 50,000 marks, 100,000 marks, all the way up to 1 trillion marks. And 2 trillion marks. So from how is it possible that you could have paper currency denominated in 2 trillion marks all the way down to 1 mark in the space of from 1918 to 1933 in those few short years because of hyperinflation? And the story goes, and it's true, that if you had a wheelbarrow full of currency, which is why I have it, because it was worthless, that you could, if you had a wheelbarrow full of money, that's what it would take to buy a loaf of bread. But if you had the wheelbarrow, you could buy a city block. That's how things were devalued. So devaluation is another way of looking at inflation. The devaluation of the currency, it takes more and more and more and more to buy the same things that it used to take. The price of tires has gone up. Yesterday, I called for propane yesterday just to see what the price was. It was $1.19 in the beginning of the summer. It's $2 a gallon now, and it's price fixed. Now, the lowest price, if you were able to have some kind of loyalty with your company or some special kind of discount, possibly $1.80. I know this for a fact. And I talked to the companies, and I talked to one of the owners of a small propane company, and they said, hang on, because it's going up. The rumor they've heard through their channels is it's going up. And I don't believe this lady had any reason to lie to me. Now, if you think about it, the instability in the Middle East is probably the rumblings, the possibility of a major conflict in the Middle East because of what the plagiarist has done has got people really, really worried. The supply chains are broken for everything. I wanted to buy a toolbox. I mentioned that. I called Home Depot. I talked to the store manager. I want to buy it online. I can't buy it online. Why? Because the toolbox that they sell is not available anywhere in the country. They don't even have one. and yet it's online. And as I talked to them, I think they sent a memo or an email, hey, take this off the internet because we can't get them and we don't have them, and don't even try to sell them. No kidding. So he was willing to give me a break, a small break, on the next bigger one that they have. It's 72 inches long. Now that one they're willing to sell me because they have one of them. And guess what? It's made in China. By the way, Menards offers an 11% discount. And so I wanted to know how Home Depot handled the 11% discount from how they would compete with it. Well, you can go to the internet and you can type Home Depot 11, as in 11, not the word 11, but the number 11 for 11. Home Depot 11%.com, and that'll tell you how you can buy and get 11% gift card back. So they'll match it, but only at some stores. So read the fine print. Go to the Home Depot, Home Depot 11%.com if you choose to work with them. Bottom line, everything's broken. Bert, back to you.
I'll just tell you a personal story. I have a friend, a good friend. He's a diehard Democrat, and as you know, I'm independent. Actually, I'm a registered libertarian, so not a member of either party. But we've had a lot of disagreements over the years. But good guy, and he's coming over for lunch today. We're going out, and he told me he's disillusioned on everything he thought that the people he supported, you know, what they believed in. He said he's disillusioned and puzzled and trying to straighten his mind out and just wanted to talk it over lunch with me. So just for
disillusioned,
that.
Disillusioned. His son, the plagiarist's son, the guy who stole another guy's wife, his son sells finger paintings for $500,000 a piece. The presidency's for sale.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm angry. And I believe Kyle is angry. Kyle can either confirm or deny or not confirm and deny or deny that. But I've made a statement years ago here on the air. And that statement was, anyone who votes for a regime that wants to steal from me and my family is not my friend. That person will not come to my house. I will not let them on my property because they voted for a regime that wants to take what my family and I have worked for generations to achieve. I'm not going to be friends with anyone like that. Kyle, did I put words in your mouth? Are you angry as well?
Oh, I am so far beyond that, Vince. They're not just welcome. They're my enemy. And I'm actually looking at them like they are an enemy. Because the reality is they are pushing to institute a form of government that is not only going to take all that you own and everything that your family has ever, everything that your ancestors and you have built up to this point, they're going to take your life.
And someone's saying to me, I'm sorry, I didn't know, is not an excuse, and it is not an acceptable reason. They have been lazy, they have not done research, and they don't deserve a vote. And you know, looking at these images and these videos of these little old ladies in Florida who, you know, want to exercise their right to vote, and they shuffle up with their walkers to the electronic voting machine, and they don't know what to push, and they don't know how to push it. If they don't know what to push, and they don't know how to push it, and they need all kinds of help, and they can't read the screen, they have no business voting, because obviously they don't know who they're voting for. Bert, are you angry as well, or is it just...
Yeah, you know, Vince, of course I'm angry, and I'm hurt and disgusted with the current government, but can I throw a little optimism out? Winston Churchill said, America will always do the right thing, basically after trying every other possibility. I think as bad as things are, and God bless those fallen soldiers, as bad as everything is, I think this may have a silver lining in putting a knife through the crazy socialist agenda that they were trying to ram down Congress's and the people's throats. I'm hoping this is the end of that totally crazy stuff that they were trying to get in that $5 trillion bill, hopefully. So I'll just throw that out as a little optimism.
And
well,
you're
Bert,
talking...
Can I interject something here, Bert? And
sure.
I apologize to you specifically for taking so much of your time here today. I had a couple points I really wanted to get out, and I really didn't mean to stay on this whole hour, but or most of the hour. But my dad was a Marine Corps sniper in Korea, and he saw so much fighting. My mom said he woke up fighting, coming out of the bed in the middle of the night fighting for 2 years at least after he got home. And he had a saying to me, and I think this is where we are right now. Dad told me, he said, Americans wake up when their guts are out. And I think that's exactly where we are right now. I don't think there's no turning it around. And I think once people can get that through their head, that there's no turning around, there's no help, there's nobody coming to save you, there's no nothing, then you can have the mindset that is going to be able to prepare as best you can to survive as long as you can for what's coming down the road. That, and I'm sorry to rain on that optimism, but in my opinion, I've tried to be optimistic. I try to go find some reason that works in some way that we can see out of this thing. I don't see none, zero. I can't come up with nothing that lasts. That's just my opinion.
There was a movie. It's called Network. I believe it was 1975. And one of the quotes from the person who was portraying the longtime news anchor, Howard Beale, B-E-A-L-E, in this film. The quote is, "I'm mad as heck." I didn't say heck. "And I'm not going to take it anymore." That's the quote. Okay, and that's where we all should be. We're mad as heck, and we're not going to take it anymore. I've been threatened by the U.S. Census Department. They've threatened to come here to the farm. I've been threatened by the IRS. I've been threatened by the corrupt state of Missouri. I've been threatened by the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Class, you have a duty to pay less taxes legally. Read the tax code, Publication 17. Complete your own taxes. Form your own corporation or your own company or your own sole proprietorship. Buy a farm, take advantage of the tax deductions that Congress has said you can take. I take them. You can too. Donald Trump takes them. You can too. Bert, thank you for being with us. Kyle, thank you for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.